This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back. There's a couple of things that we've touched on that we need to loop back around into. Started the show talking about the Mount Muir wildlife situation where Lavoie Fennecombe was shot to death by some police. And, well, there's some news on that. We never actually got into what that news was because the conversation kind of drifted. And we also talked about Philando Castile and, you know, some of the people that are justifying his death, or I would say murder. They're saying, well, he had a record, and I've got the record pulled up. We'll go over that, but first to the phones, where we've got Brandon calling in from New Hampshire. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Yep. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Sure. I wanted to just call in and talk about my switch from the Republican Party to the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire.
This is Representative Brandon Finney, who made the major announcement on Tuesday, becoming the third sitting state representative in New Hampshire to join the Libertarian Party.
Or could we say the country?
Awesome.
There's a state senator in Nebraska.
Okay, so there is one other.
Right, congratulations,
Nebraska,
Brandon, has a unicameral.
Yes.
So, you know, right, like, yes, they're called senators, but they're basically state representatives.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Brandon, why did you make the switch?
Oh, man. Well, I can tell you from a basic point of view that, you know, and I really hate to say it, but you know, we all know that the LP has a hard time competing with, you know, the other two parties. And, you know, being new to politics, nobody knew who I was. So I kind of had to pick a party to kind of get into the political process to kind of understand how it all works. But I even talked to the voters when I was door knocking, like, look, like, here is my foundation. I believe in a small central government. I believe in protecting individual rights. And here's why you need to vote for me. And it was really easy to talk to a lot of people that understood where I was coming from. So I think that's why I got elected. And but now that I've understood the political game a little bit better, and I'm you know, just having experienced the people that are quote unquote in charge of the major political parties, I kind of saw like where things were going, and I didn't want to be a part of that anymore. I wanted to be in the party of a principle that reflects best how I view government and how I view my service at the State House. So it was an easy switch for me, for sure.
Great.
So when you saw, like, said that you saw the direction it was going, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm you know, I like being transparent and, you know, and honest, even from an official capacity, but I can say that the leadership of the Republican Party is very obstructionist, you know, to its own people in their, you know, in their own caucus. And it, when, you know, when it comes to to their party platform, anything that remotely deviates from that, you know, to me, they tend to kind of push a very statist point of view. They don't want to talk to actual conservatives in the House. They don't want anything to do with, you know, any representative that puts in a bill that would challenge what they're trying to do in, you know, in their agenda.
Sure.
And even with them having a majority in the House, I can see that trend continuing. And after the budget situation in this state, there was a Freedom Caucus formed by a lot of fiscal conservatives in the House that did not like where the spending was going, and I was a part of that caucus as well.
And also, they didn't like the fact that the proposed budget was nearly a 6% increase.
Right.
And, you know, from a fiscal conservative standpoint, that doesn't sound very fiscally conservative to me.
Right.
No, the actual general fund spending was actually over 10%.
Wow.
And I think at the end of the day, the compromise they had with the Committee of Conference was down to like 9 point something, which is still astronomical. I mean, we're talking about
right.
$500 million here, you know,
that's
for a small
crazy.
State of 2 million people.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm a fiscal conservative. That's how I've elected.
How much money did you just say?
Half a million.
No, he said 500.
$500 million. I'm sorry.
First half a billion. 2 million people, so we could all be millionaires.
Closer to one and a half.
Yeah.
But my point being is, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. I was just going to say that level spending is to me the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're not going to shrink it, at least don't spend any more than you did last time.
Right. And
when I talked to the governor about, I apologize. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I had a personal conversation with our governor twice, actually. Once on the phone and once in his office, like in the middle of the budget vote. And I told him to his face, like, you know, sir, I'm sorry, but this is not a budget that I can feasibly stand on when we're trying to say that we're not going to keep spending taxpayer money, yet this budget spends twice as much as the last two biennials combined. And we are a Republican, you know, majority in the House and in the Senate, and you own our corner office. I don't see how this is going to be sustainable in the long term. And I walked out on the vote. I didn't even vote for it. And that was my statement saying that I'm going to stand on my principles. And I actually went through the vote count. There's actually 11 people who didn't vote for this budget. So
right.
Having worked on the inside with a lot of these other representatives and senators and stuff, do you think that the budget is, you know, in part because they all kind of, you know, have their ideas of, you know, how the government should be run? Or do you think it's a lot of special interest stuff where there's like backdoor deals going on?
I really, you know, I know that there's a lot of, you know, accusation of, you know, of crony capitalism, even in New Hampshire. And I'm sure that might be a part of it. But from my observations, what I was seeing was a governing body that is trying to do something about, for one, the opioid crisis here, which I don't agree with the implementations of, you know, more policing and more, you know, Fourth Amendment violations. There are, you know, a lot of, sobriety checkpoints happening now. And I understand the intent of it, but not at the expense of my constitutional rights. But more and more money is being spent to stop the drug flow coming in New Hampshire. More and more money is being spent on social programs that are so overly inflated that, you know, that the healthcare issue in this state is still huge and still takes a huge part of our state funding.
Right. I think it's a couple things. I mean, to me, I'm sure there are some sweetheart deals that bring a little bit of money back to a representative's district or a senator's district. I mean, they're probably more few and far between. What I think it is I've always just felt that these people listen, they put too much faith in our bureaucracy.
Right.
You know, when a bureaucracy comes in and testifies and says, well, you know, if you want to fix this opioid problem, you know, we need money, as if throwing money at a problem ever really fixes anything.
Right.
No,
and
never.
My understanding on this budget, it was largely what the governor asked for. The governor wanted
Absolutely.
A huge budget increase. And the Freedom Caucus people said, how about we just increase it with the rate of inflation? Ah, ah, you obstructionist.
Right.
And then the speaker said, if you vote against this budget, I'll give a $26 million check to buy the Democrats' vote, so it'll wind up passing anyway, plus $26 million. So the only real option for somebody that was opposed to the budget was to do what Representative Finney and the other libertarians and several fiscal conservatives did, and that's just to walk out and say, we're not taking part of your weird game because, right, you know, it's a lose-lose situation here.
Right.
Either we vote to increase the budget by, you know, 6-7%, or we vote to increase the budget and give the opposition $26 million. Brandon, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, what is going on with the Malheur wildlife situation? Stay tuned.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live.
Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to try the best pillow that you will ever use, risk-free, for 60 days? I'm talking about My Pillow. This thing is amazing, and yes, I did take it camping with me because it's designed to fit to the shape of my body, and the one that you order is going to be designed to fit to the shape of your body, and it will hold your neck in the proper position while you sleep. I've been using it for well over a year, and it is the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually throw your MyPillow into a washing machine, throw it into a dryer, remove that dead skin, remove the dirt, and actually wind up using your pillow. It doesn't turn into fire starter. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. Remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's loop back to what we began the show with, talking about the Malheur Wildlife Refuge takeover, the occupation, if you will, that led to the death of Lavoie Finicum. But before we do, there was also the tangent about Philando Castile.
Yep.
And the claim of, well, he deserved it. That's not a claim by anyone in the studio. That was something that, Chris, you had said you had heard, like Gun Owners of America and
basically said he has
other
a record.
People. He had a record, so right. Therefore, quote-unquote, he deserved it.
Well, I don't know if it was that. I think it was the implication that the shooting was justified because since he had a record, you didn't know what he might do. That was sort of the implication.
Right, and also, thus, he deserved it. Same thing with Eric Garner. He was selling loose cigarettes and had a record, so he deserved to be choked out on the sidewalk and killed.
Right.
Well, I don't know about, you know, what weird country people think we live in, but based on the legal system that we have, you're supposed to be found guilty and sentenced to a punishment. It's not just, well, I think so-and-so, so therefore I'm, you know, executing the punishment right now.
Right on the street.
And let's actually look at Philando Castile's record. And I'm not going to read all of these because a lot of them repeat. So the first one is violate inst permit, inst being a abbreviation for something. I'm not sure what that was, but it was dismissed. He was then found guilty of failing to have proof of insurance, a speeding violation. Driving after suspension was dismissed. Another insurance thing, had a seatbelt ticket dismissed. A few other don't have insurance, a couple driving after suspensions and revocations that were dismissed. Muffler apparently was missing on his car. That was dismissed. Couple of seatbelt violations, convicted. Stop, stand, park vehicle at a place where official signs prohibit stopping was conviction. Expired registration was dismissed. Had a snow emergency parking conviction. And a couple other, you know, like parking where you're not supposed to's. But none of these.
Sounds like a hardened criminal,
Daryl. Through the 55 things here, both, you know, a lot of dismissed and several convictions, I see nothing with an identifiable victim. Well, every single one of these, the victim is quote-unquote society.
Right, or the state.
Right.
And that's the issue. And your original point was dead on. Regardless of the length of a record,
right.
Regardless, it does not justify the trial and the most serious sentence you could possibly inflict, which is to take someone's life on the spot, right then and there.
Right.
And believe me, I've got a lot of friends in law enforcement. I really do. I understand that your job sometimes is going to put you in harm's way, but your job is not always in harm's way.
Right.
And I look to them to de-escalate, to figure out a way to make sure that everybody either goes home or at least leaves alive when there's an encounter between citizens and police.
Right. And Dell Brown of the Threat Management Centers in Detroit was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, gave several speeches over the period of time. I caught the tail end of one of them because I wanted to see who the next speaker was. And he gave an example of how he was able to de-escalate a situation in 30 seconds. He arrived, there was a call where, you know, some couple said, there's some guy at my house, and he claims that Barack Obama gave him the house. And I want this guy to leave my property.
Right.
And so he's like, all right. And he said that they always call 911 just to say, hey, we're responding to something. You don't need to show up. We've got this covered, but just want it on the record in case anything happens. You know that we were there.
Right.
He gets there, and he starts talking to the guy, and he's like, well, you know they're inside the house, and they might be able to hear through the window, so let's, you know, like, go over this way and talk closer to the street.
Right.
And so he gets the guy away from the house.
Right. Which was the whole goal.
And then the cops show up, and they're like, what happened here? And they're like, oh, yeah, we took care of it. You know, the owners of the house were saying this guy claimed Obama gave him the house, and they wanted him off the property. I got him off the property.
Right. Pretty simple.
Resolved.
Right.
Resolved.
Yeah, and that's where I think, you know, we fall behind other nations that have much lower incidence of police shootings and things like that, is the amount of time and training spent on de-escalation versus reaction, you know.
Right.
And, you know, it's a tough job. It's a job I would never want to have, but, you know, I would never wish on anyone's conscience, on anyone's soul, to having taken a life that did not, it wasn't a matter of life and death for you.
And
that's what we're putting these people
back
into.
Can I say one little off-topic thing? I just saw this video earlier. It's ironic you should mention that. And it's a video from Fox 5 DC that shows a pregnant woman runs down theft suspect. So this pregnant woman, and this is video, she literally apparently caught this guy stealing money or something from her purse. So she jumps in her SUV, chases after him, and straight, like, nails the guy from behind with her Jeep. And so I'm, like, reading some of the comments, you know, and someone's like, pretty libertarians. Another one says, not libertarian at all, more anarchist. Another one says, don't blame her. Nobody got time to wait for cops. Like, they actually investigate these crimes anyway. So, I mean, she could have killed the guy. So, you know, like, what are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Mine?
I mean, he stole from her purse. She was pregnant, got in her car, and ran the guy over.
I think that's assault.
You'd say that's assault?
Yeah. I don't think the action taken by her was commensurate with a crime. I mean, you're striking somebody with a moving vehicle, that's lethal force. Now, I'm glad the guy didn't die, didn't get killed, but still, you know.
Your calls and thoughts welcome on this, or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And finally, we are looping back around to the LaVoie-Finicum shooting and the news out of Oregon. I've got an article from NBC. Chris, I believe you've got one from Oregon Live, which is basically like, you know, the big news website in Oregon.
It's the Portland Oregonian, so that is the biggest paper in Oregon.
So what is the big news about this shooting?
The big news is there has been an indictment of an agent, an FBI agent, and this is making the claim that the indictment of agent is devastating for the FBI. Maxine Bernstein reports an indictment accusing an FBI agent of lying to hide that he fired two shots at Robert LaVoie-Finicum and missed. Caps an 18-month investigation that began with Oregon sheriff's detectives who followed, quote, where the evidence led, unquote, their commander said Wednesday. Deschutes County Sheriff Shane Nelson credited his investigators for their tenaciousness and said he was, quote, disappointed and angered, unquote, that the FBI agent's alleged deceit and actions, quote, damaged the integrity of the entire law enforcement profession, unquote.
So sure. This seems to be more a thing of he's getting penalized for the cover-up more so than the action.
We're going to get into that. That's covered in this story a little bit. The sheriff also revealed that FBI leaders told of his department's findings more than a year ago didn't put the agent or four of his colleagues on leave. They were all members of the hostage rescue team assigned to help arrest the leaders of the armed takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. So, again, notified, you know, the FBI receives notification by the law enforcement agency that's investigating the shooting.
Yep.
Told that, look, here's what we're finding, and it looks like four of your guys at least conspired to make sure none of this came out.
Right.
The FBI did nothing, did not suspend or take anybody off duty. The indictment of W. Joseph Estarita, 40, of New York, casts a shadow on the highly trained team. All right, I'm going to pause right there and say the highly trained team does not have the best record. The hostage rescue team of the FBI, I'm sure they've had some successes, but
I think they watched the movie Speed a few too many times. You remember the advice in the movie Speed? Always shoot the hostage.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that seems to, just, you know, shoot first, ask questions later, always shoot the hostage.
Yeah, and again, to go back to Ruby Ridge, that was a case where hostage rescue team members shot a woman.
Holding a baby.
Shot a 12, 13, 14-year-old boy.
Yep.
In the back. And it's just, it's sad when something like this happens.
Well, that baby could have been a gun or a bomb. You never know.
Yeah. Again, the hostage rescue team is among the most elite units, and this is not my quotes, it's somebody else's. Most elite units in the Bureau, and the idea that someone could be engaged in a firearm discharge in such a high-profile case and then allegedly withhold information is an extraordinary and serious charge, said Brian Levin, a former New York police officer who has worked closely with the FBI and now is director of California State University's Center for the State for the Study of Hate and Extremism. Quote, it's extraordinarily disappointing, unquote. The indictment will almost certainly fuel Finicum supporters and others fighting government control of public land. I'm encouraged, I'm thrilled that the grand jury came back with this finding, said Finicum's widow, Jeanette Finicum. Her husband was an Arizona rancher who served as the occupation's primary spokesperson, known for his distinctive cowboy hat and earmuffs he wore during the winter siege. She said Estarita's early shots may have contributed to the firing of the fatal shots moments later by two state police troopers who killed her husband on January 26, 2016. She has given notice to the FBI she intends to file a civil lawsuit claiming excessive force in her husband's death.
Good. Let's just hope that Agent Estarita actually winds up having to pay out of pocket instead of just, you know, the U.S. federal government cutting a check and then raising everybody's taxes.
Right, which is how these things usually pan out. If a federal agent is sued successfully, then the agency will cover it, which means
even
you,
if it's a local agency, then local police department covers it. The local, you know, whatever
right.
bureaucracy, they wind up covering it. And the agent that actually did the thing never really winds up getting put. They might get put on administrative leave,
right.
which is basically code word for extended vacation
right.
where they're still getting a paycheck.
Or rarely, they are dismissed from the force. It doesn't happen
rarely.
Too often.
Yes.
But the big point that you correctly make, Daryl, is that when these law enforcement officials screw up in such a way that is obviously so heinous that the government agrees to go after them either criminally
right.
or in a civil case, you end up footing the bill.
Right.
You end up paying it. They rarely do personally.
And again, this seems to me to be more a thing of the cover-up is worse than the crime. NBC says that on at least three occasions, Estarita lied to investigators when he falsely stated he had not fired his weapon.
It just doesn't add up. And you know, our earlier caller, Stefan, was talking about the video. And actually, it wasn't Stefan. It was the gentleman from
Tom from Baltimore.
Right. And it wasn't actually helicopter video. It was the FBI's drone video that we all were able to watch, because as soon as they pulled this whole thing off, Lavoie Finicum dead, within a couple hours, they had released their own drone footage so we could see in gory detail exactly how it went down.
I think I'm the one that said helicopter, because I knew it was something flying up in the air, and there's the one part where, you know, just like mysteriously the camera pans somewhere completely different, and you hear some gunshots, and then it pans back.
Yeah. But they had drones up there because they, you know, wanted to show off all their new toys, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know. The indictment will almost certainly fuel Finicum's spores. We talked about that.
Yep.
Astorito, wearing a dark gray pinstripe suit, white shirt, and red and blue striped tie, showed no emotion as he sat beside his lawyer in a packed federal courthouse with extra security posted throughout the Marco Hatfield courthouse.
You know, one thing that always sort of strikes me as odd whenever they describe what the person was wearing, I just have to wonder, did they have a specific word count of how many words they needed for the article and they couldn't think of any? So let me describe in detail what the guy was wearing.
Right. Or maybe the Oregonian pays by the word. Let me throw that in there. Defense lawyer Allison Clark entered a not guilty plea on Estorita's behalf. To the 5-count indictment unsealed Wednesday, it charges Estorita with 3 counts of making false statements and 2 counts of obstruction of justice. U.S. Magistrate Judge Janice M. Stewart set a trial date for August 29th. Assistant U.S. Attorney Pamela Holsinger estimated a trial would last 1 week. Estorita made no statements during the 2-minute hearing. The indictment says Estorita, quote, falsely stated he had not fired his weapon during the attempted arrest of Robert Lavoie Finicum when he knew then and there that he had fired his weapon, unquote. Between January 26, 2016 and February 6, 2016, Estorita is accused of concealing from Oregon investigators that he fired his weapon and lying to 3 supervisory FBI agents about his shots, which avoided a required call to the FBI's shooting incident response team.
So it seems as though he's being charged for each lie. The 3 lies to FBI investigators and the 2 lies to Oregon State Police.
Yep.
Now, I'm very surprised that they're doing that, because generally they'll just, you know, like lump it all together. Oh, yeah, you obstructed justice once.
Right. And if we find you, you know, maybe not guilty of one, we'll just throw the whole thing out.
Yeah. So definitely something to keep an eye on. Again, that case being heard the end of August. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now call button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You will not believe the diversity of services listed on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account at Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I.com. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to KTOX. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I really think guys are going to throw the book at him. I really do. This is the way things are going on socially.
The him being the FBI agent, W. Joseph Astorita, who is being charged with 5 counts of basically obstruction of justice for lying to both Oregon State Police investigators and FBI investigators about whether or not he discharged his weapon during the death of Lavoy Fennecombe.
And what state was this in?
Oregon.
Yeah, I would say yes because of the Ninth Circuit Court or the Ninth Circuit Court out here, and also too, they're really starting to go after in law enforcement, and I've noticed this in the last. Well, just the last 6 months, guys, that they're about integrity and about, you know, your word and some of the bulletins that have been coming out. And I mean, this is just I'm just talking in my field, but the fact is it's going across the board in all of law enforcement because, A, they're just getting sick of the corruption.
So are you saying that in your department you guys are receiving memos kind of indicating that you better be on your best behavior because we're seeing a trend where they're coming, you're more likely to be convicted and more things are going to be questioned?
Well, yeah, and then on top of that, what they're doing is like, I was going to read you something because I actually have an application, but I don't have it with me. But it talks about integrity when you sign that initial application.
Sure.
And about your integrity and your honesty. I mean, if somebody screws up, you can fix it if they're honest about it.
Right.
But you can't fix a problem if they're covering for each other.
Right.
So really, they're going after the good old boys networks like you would not believe. And, you know, and this goes across in both law enforcement, corrections, everything, because of all the cover-ups that have been happening.
Yep.
People are there. I mean, I'd rather screw up. I'll own it every day. I don't care. I'll own it. And I know the consequences of my actions. What they're trying to do now is they're trying to change that around. If you're going to be in any of that, it's a career choice. And no
right.
matter what, you're going to carry that badge number around wherever you go. So you're just as much in the system as a crook or somebody who's been through the system.
I tell you, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's a really interesting point you bring up. And I've been involved in the hiring of police officers through some of the jobs that I have done. I'll just leave it at that. But you're absolutely right. When we hire for law enforcement, it is all about honesty and integrity, and it's one of those things that in most jobs you might sign for, a little white lie shouldn't get you in trouble. You know what I mean?
Well, my
but in law enforcement, you are, and any example of dishonesty or deceit is automatically grounds
now,
for firing.
So there was a random investigation done on this. This is why the
not a random investigation.
Random about it.
Whenever somebody gets killed by a police officer, there's an investigation.
Yeah, but in this case, right?
It's called an informal and formal hearing.
But usually there's like a conflict of interest when DAs investigate the officers that they use as testimony.
Right.
So in this case, the fact that there's charges being brought is actually, like, in my sign, it's the sign of a good DA who I would, you know, personally, if I lived in that district, I'd
Well, that's true.
Re-elect,
but
you
had the shooting that was involved FBI personnel and it involved Oregon State Police personnel. So the investigation of the entire thing fell to the county sheriff's department.
Investigating the FBI.
And investigating the state police. Go ahead.
Was that Multnomah County?
No, that was Malheur County. Now, this is kind of... No, Deschutes County, excuse me. A neighboring county that's a little bit bigger in size. When I first heard that Deschutes was going to investigate, I was kind of like, it sounds a little bit like you're just getting a local small county sheriff...
This might be because of that whole conflict of it. You know, you don't want...
Well, no,
like,
that's why they did that,
like,
sure.
I asked this because one case that I brought up before on here that I was really involved in, and I know the family, was the shooting of Dennis Reynoso. You can look it up. It's R-E-Y-N-O-S-O, Dennis Reynoso. He was shot by three Lynn, Massachusetts police officers in his own home in front of his five-year-old kid. Who ended up having his father's blood on him, right? All three, like the DA's investigation from this report, it was all obtained from a FOIA request. I read every last page, every last police report, and I watched three taped interviews with all three officers involved, sitting down with, like, detectives being interviewed about what happened. And as plain as day, you can all see them, they're on YouTube, as plain as day, these officers' stories did not match up. One officer claimed that he followed Dennis into his home. Another officer that had only been, it was a young kid, had only been on the force for 8 days, said that the older veteran officer that followed Dennis in actually kicked in the door when Dennis tried to shut it. Mind you, they were only at this guy's house because they were called to the area for a noise complaint. about a guy yelling. And somehow they end up in this man's home and him dead in front of his five-year-old kid with this whole story about how he tried to grab the gun from their holster. And apparently he fired it off a couple times, although the gunshot residue kits came back negative. You know, yeah. So this whole thing was a huge, huge cover-up. And to make matters worse, right, because there's a big public outcry after the fact. And then after the public outcry, what ends up happening? Governor Deval Patrick steps in, not to do the right thing, but to give these three police officers medals for their heroic efforts in dealing with a veteran with PTSD. That was the story that they gave.
You know, and that's wrong,
this poor
guys.
Little boy, you know, now has no dad.
I like to say, I mean, I was actually, it was funny because when I have some applications that I've had in my bag for a long time, because you always grab two or three because you got like, what, 15 pages to fill out. If you've done it, you know what I'm talking about. But the fact is that it says an integrity clause. And the funny thing is these officers, and what I was telling you about the changes I've seen and everything, they buddy up. And in some cases, that's the worst thing you can do because you're there as equals, but you're not there as, you know, you have a partner, sure, and you watch your partner back and all the other stuff that you hear about police. But the thing about it, though, is it comes down to you got to live with yourself. You got to be able to look the public in the eye and say, hey, listen, even if I made a mistake, at least I fessed up to it. I make mistakes just like you.
Right.
And people will forgive. But the fact is now these departments are getting, like I was telling you, these lieutenants that basically investigate complaints. They never used to have that because if you did your reports and everything was on the up and up and you presented, you know, your IRs, SIRs, significant incident reports and all that other stuff and applied and everything, it was looked at a lot differently. But now it's so much different out there, guys. I mean, that's why I say they'll throw the book at them with this current administration because they have found so much corruption in this that they're going to have to start doing something about it. That's the first sign of healing for a department and to be able to reestablish our bond with the public because the public's opinion is totally negative, as you guys know.
Yep. Patrick, thank you for the call. And I'm not so optimistic that the book will be thrown at him. I think he'll wind up getting a relatively lenient sentence.
Yeah.
Like the corrupt agents that were involved in the Ross Ulbricht case.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com.